Time now on the Medusa pregame show to visit with Tom Cerutti, head coach of the Beavers. Congratulations, Tom, on getting priority number one off the list.
Absolutely, and you know, that was number one right there. Get home ice, Schultze. It was our number one objective when the season started, and at one time it looked like it was not an attainable goal. And the guys have worked very, very hard. They've played hard. They've played well. They've executed. They've done everything that the coaches have asked out of them, and more. And you know what? They've earned that home ice. There's just we talked about it last night, Schultze, in the postgame show, but there's a plethora of things that were probably working against us. And, you know, the guys gutted it out.
I was reflecting a little bit earlier today about that run you went on en route to the Frozen Four, which was a great run. This one's been twice as long. It's been 2 months. A two-month grind that it's wearing, isn't it?
Well, it is, Schultze. And you know what? You keep looking at the standings, and sometimes you're not making much progress in the standings, and you're winning games and you're tying games and you're saying, what's going on? But when you shoot yourself in the foot early in the year like we did, and we lost those six straight right there, and we were behind the eight ball big time. You know, it takes a while to dig yourself out, and I told our guys this morning how proud I was of them. You know, we dug a hole for ourselves, and it wasn't a small hole. It was like a 5-foot hole, and we got out of it.
You guys last night seemed to be releasing pucks up and over them a lot. Was that by design, or was that just what they were giving you last night?
Kind of by design, Schultze. Just relieving pressure. And, you know, sometimes you got to do anything and everything to relieve pressure, whether you're going to use the glass, what are your bailout options. And, you know, we've probably turned into a pretty good puck-flipping team right there, quite honestly. And we've scored some goals on flips this year, and guys have a little time and space. They want to do it. We can throw pucks. It's a way, too, to throw pucks to areas where you might not be able to get there directly, so you're going there indirectly. And, no, it's our guys are getting good at it. And, I mean, you don't want to spend too much time in your zone, so if you got to get a puck out, you got to get a puck out any way you can.
More of Tom Cerutti when we return the Benusa pregame show here on the Beaver Radio Network. Welcome back to the Benusa pregame show. Senior nights with head coach Tom Cerutti. Six seniors, Tom, with Phil Brewer coming into this class, electing to graduate on time. As a collective group, what's their mark on the program?
Well, I think their biggest mark on the program is right now is being the first group to get us to home ice, you know, in the WCHA. And not an easy task. We struggled last year. Our season was not a great year last year. You know, we were young, but you don't want to use that as an excuse. But we struggled. And I think these guys did an outstanding job of leading this group. And you take a look at, we've talked about, obviously, again, our last 2 months and what we've accomplished. And, you know, they played a huge part of where we're at right now.
Just a couple of forwards. Mitch Kane is a guy that we had Gary Boros on Sports and Around the other night and was talking about how he can squat 500 pounds. And Gary said, you got to slow down. That's strong enough. Big, strong kid that when he's got to go in the faceoff dot, that strength, he can use it, can he?
Well, he's a world-class guy, and he's strong as an ox. He's coachable. And, you know, he does everything the right way. And, you know, and that's exactly Gary's right. I mean, he's never once shortchanged his program on the ice or off the ice.
Phil Brewer, a captain, obviously love to have him back for another year, but you can certainly understand his decision, can't you?
Well, absolutely. Phil's old, and he's been here 4 years. And again, he's only played hockey 3 years, but he's been here 4 years, and at his age, he wants to move on and play pro hockey. And you got to remember, these guys are 24 years old. They're older. They're older guys right now, and they want to move on with their career. They've graduated, and you know what? I totally get it. And you know what? Again, we're gonna miss him. He's unbelievable in the locker room. Great kid. Again, same thing on the ice, off the ice. Does everything the right way, and he's a heck of a leader.
I don't know if we can talk about Sam Wendell and Sam Rendell separately, so we'll talk about both of them. They've been D pairs virtually their entire career here. Two absolute shutdown defensemen, aren't they?
Well, I mean, they're going to be missed, and we talked about that as a staff. I mean, those guys play hard minutes, and take a look at the hard minutes they played last night. Not only the PK, not only if we're up a goal the last minute of the game, and obviously, again, they're playing against everybody's top guns all the time. So we rely on those guys heavily. Again, they do a lot of heavy lifting for the Beavers. You know, they're hard, tough minutes that they play, and no, you know what, you can't. Those guys are irreplaceable. Because again, you take for granted what they do and what they accomplish till they're gone. Then you realize how much you'd love to have them back and how much they did for you when they were here.
Matt Prapovestis, a two-time captain. Those don't happen often, do they?
No, Prap's our best player. He's our best player. And, You know, he's a guy right there that he's a, I mean, he's a pro prospect in every which way. He handles himself like a pro. He plays like a pro. He's long. He's lengthy. He's got good skill. He's got good defendability. He's good stick-on-stick coverage. As far as those little, a lot of those little plays that you might see out of the zone, we showed one in video today, but breaking the puck out, he just does things under so much control. And again, he's just he's one step ahead. He's really got the game figured out. The college hockey is slow, and he's got great vision.
And Andrew Walsh, had a chance to interview him earlier this week, and it's got to be hard for a senior goalie to not play a whole lot your senior year, but he goes, hey, we've been winning. I can't question any coach's decision of why I haven't been playing, but he'll get the start tonight on senior night. But you can kind of tell, and goalies do this a lot. Even the guy that's not playing, he's helping the guy that is, isn't he?
You know what? They're big team guys. Goalie guys, they're just big team guys, and they do support each other. They have respect for the position. They understand that, again, sometimes it's going to be short-lived, and you can have a good year. You can go the next year. Can be a difficult year. It's just it's tough to be consistent in that position, and it's a lonely position at times, and I don't think there's any question. He's been a good soldier here for 4 years, and you know, he's played his share of hockey here. And this year, you know, it's been tough. And you know, Bits, obviously, again, second half of the year, he's been lights out. And you know, we've just kept it going right there, and we've had to keep it going just because, again, because of his play.
Best of luck tonight, Tom.
Thanks, Schultze.
Tom Ceratori, head coach of the Beavers. Starting lineups next on the Beaver Radio Network.